What is your definition of heritage? What is your definition of heritage? Is it a bunch of old buildings that have fallen to bits and cost a truckload to maintain and no one can afford to maintain them, so they sit there and nothing happens with them? Sound familiar? I'm asking that question because an economist at the New Zealand Initiative think tank, he's saying today it's unreasonable to expect the owners of heritage buildings to be forced to maintain them and cover the cost. And he reckons a better way of doing it, and I'm interested to know how you'd feel about this, he reckons a better way of doing it is letting owners decide for themselves whether a building is a heritage building and should be listed as such. And if they do decide, my building's heritage, then they should get some taxpayer support to maintain it. Now, it seems we're talking, well, for the last hour anyway, and now this hour, about the taxpayer. More money from the taxpayer. It was dental care last hour. This hour, it's heritage buildings. But here's my take on it. Heritage is not about old stuff. For me, heritage is history. And things change in the course of history, which is consistent with what Eric Crampton is saying this morning. For example, and I'm going to say that word, the cathedral, and this is not a convo about the cathedral, so don't turn off thinking, oh, this is not about the cathedral. But he's using it as an example, saying after the quakes, you know, Anglican bishop wanted to, you know, demolish the cathedral and blah, blah, blah. But what happened? Well, Eric Crampton describes them as the heritage aficionados. And he said, it's the heritage aficionados who can block efforts to get on with progressing things if a building is past its use-by date or has been rendered unusable because of things like earthquakes. And he says, so the building, which he's referring specifically to the cathedral here, is that, you know, the heritage aficionados all kicked up a fuss, but then when people said, where's the money? Oh, we don't have any money. We don't have any money. Except for Philip Burden, of course, he put a few million towards it, but that was chicken feed. And Eric Crampton is saying, so because the heritage aficionados were the ones who got all the attention, the ones who made all the noise, but had no money to put into it, because of all that, the building sits in ruins, continues to sit in ruins, and he says it is a testament to the country's failed approach to heritage preservation. And so Eric Crampton, he reckons building owners should be allowed to decide for themselves whether a building has a heritage listing. I don't agree with that. And he says that if someone does decide that their building is heritage, they should get taxpayer support to maintain it. That second bit, I would agree with. Because how can a building owner decide, or why should a building owner decide whether it is a heritage building or not? Because chances are, well, here's the two options. They'll say, yeah, it's heritage because I want the taxpayer money. Or, no, it's not heritage because I'm sick of maintaining this old blooming building. And I've got visions of something brand new, shiny and brand new. So what do you think about what Eric Crampton is saying? Good idea or not that building owners should be free to decide whether or not their buildings are heritage buildings. And if it is a heritage building, they should get taxpayer money to help maintain it. Well, call me right now and tell me where you stand on this one. Our number at Newstalk ZB is 0800 801080. Quarter past 11, Newstalk ZB, Canterbury Mornings with John McDonald. So Eric Crampton from the New Zealand Initiative think tank, he says it's unreasonable to expect the owners of heritage buildings to be forced to maintain them and to cover the cost. And he reckons it would be fairer if owners could decide for themselves whether a building is listed as a heritage building. How do you feel about that? Do you reckon people would be more inclined to say, oh, no, it's not heritage, want to get rid of it? And Eric Crampton says that if an owner did agree to their building being listed, then they should receive taxpayer support to maintain it. What do you think about that? 0800 80 1080 is the number to get through. Got a couple of spare lines here, so do not hold back. He says we all know the problem. He says, putting a heritage designation on buildings in a council's district plan is relatively simple. He says, the property's owner does not even need to agree to the listing. And once listed, maintaining the building, changing it or demolishing it becomes almost impossibly cumbersome. And so Eric Crampton says, hey, stop forcing this on building owners. Let them decide if their building is heritage. And if they decide that it is heritage, give them a hand. Don't make them pay all the costs. Don't expect them to carry the load. You think a good idea or not? 0800 80 10 80 is the number to get through. I started to say something before and I didn't quite finish what I started saying. When it comes to heritage, and I'll be interested in your thoughts on this as well, is heritage buildings and fixed things like that, or is heritage history? And for me, it's history. Because, as I say, Eric Crampton holds up the Christchurch Cathedral as an example of where heritage, as he describes, some heritage aficionados can have more sway than he thinks they should. Because you can kick up a fuss and say, oh, no, it's heritage, it's heritage, it's heritage. And that's what happened after the quakes, wasn't it? There was it seemed that there were, the battle was between Jerry Brownlee, earthquake minister, and the heritage people. And we did lose a lot of, and I was about to say, we did lose a lot of heritage. We didn't lose a lot of heritage after the quakes. We lost a lot of old buildings. But for me, heritage and history, they can be, they are linked, but in some ways, they're also separate. And to me, it's the history that is important. For example, I'll give you an example. This is where my thinking comes from. And I'll use the cathedral as an example. If the cathedral had been bowled over after the quakes, and we would have had a replacement in place by now, that wouldn't have taken away the heritage of the old building or the current building as it is now. Not for me anyway. Because that would be the site where the old cathedral used to be, where the new cathedral is now. To me, that's what heritage is about. Heritage is about time. It's about experiences, but it is not about specific bits of bricks and mortar. That's my definition of heritage. What about you? And I think that we have become so fixated on heritage being about buildings and heritage being about structures that we're in the position today where we've got the likes of Eric Crampton saying, well, hold on, this needs a complete rethink. Another example he uses in the piece he's written online today is the Gordon Wilson Flats in Wellington. So they were used as student accommodation. And you remember this, that Chris Bishop the government wanted to support the removal of these buildings, but it's got a heritage listing on it. And man alive, getting or removing a heritage listing is like pulling teeth. And so the government has promised to reform the heritage rules and take a more what's described as a permissive approach. And the work is still underway. Nothing's been announced yet. But Eric Crampton is saying, right, get on with that. And his version, what he would do, is he would let building owners decide the heritage status on a building. And then if a building owner decided, yep, this is heritage, they'd get some taxpayer money to help maintain it. What do you think? 0800 80 10 80 is the number. Morning, Aaron.
Oh, good day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks. Good.
Good, good. I'm just wondering about your definition of heritage.
Yeah.
And I don't often agree with you, but with the cathedral, you really hit the nail on the head. It doesn't matter what you replace it with. The site's going to be the same. The meaning of the building will be the same. It does, to me, I mean, I suppose you should be in keeping of what it used to look like as much as you can, but a building's a building. And look at the result of what we've got for those millions and millions of dollars we spent. We've got nothing to show for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All that flapping around, you know, and you are right. The only thing I would beg to differ with you on is that if a private owner has a heritage building, I don't think the taps and they decide, or anyone decides that it's heritage suddenly, then maybe a little bit of taxpayer assistance, but definitely not the whole lot, because that could just run into millions of dollars and just turn it like the cathedral did.
So therefore, let's face it, if you did let building owners decide on heritage and there wasn't any money, any public money forthcoming, they'd all decide that their buildings weren't heritage and they'd want to get rid of them, wouldn't they?
Well, they would, but as you said, a building's a building and the heritage of the site, whatever it used to be, will always be there. You know what I mean? It's a real hard one, and I do get, they're lovely old buildings and they should be preserved at all costs, but Crikey dick, this country's in the hole for so much money, and it's just another thing we've got to try and, you know, stump up the money to pay for.
So what's your definition of heritage?
I guess it's a definition of where I came from the past of New Zealand, but it doesn't have to be encapsulated in a building. It can be encapsulated in anything you want it to be. It doesn't have to be something with, windows and a roof and four walls.
Because that's a very limited definition, eh, if we do define it that way.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, it's very limited. I'm not criticising you. I'm agreeing with you. But I'm saying if we only define heritage based on physical structures, well that's only a fraction of our heritage, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a tiny fraction of our heritage. It's just something to show for the end of it. What we decided to do that we did. I don't know. I mean, you look at an old building and you think, oh, that's so lovely, we'd love to save it. But as you said earlier, you get all these other people involved, all the, you know, the people that sit around and have cups of tea and decide and seem to throw things down, and then you do end up with a big mess like the cathedral. And I don't blame the government. I would have loved to see the government throw more money in, but I can certainly not blame them for not wanting to.
No.
They've spent enough in it already.
No. Right, so you...
I do hate to say this, and I'm probably getting upset a lot of people, but the best thing that could have been done with the cathedral from day one was to stick a bulldozer through it. I'm not joking.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you, mate. I'm with you.
Something there that, I mean, we're not just English anymore, or, you know, Māori English society. There's heaps of other different communities that live in Christchurch, and we should have built a cathedral to recognise all of them.
Yeah. And not get hamstrung thinking, oh, on the heritage of the bricks and mortar, because that's not it.
No, it's not. It's definitely not it. It's only a small part of it.
All right. Hey, just to wind up, do you think building owners should decide then on the heritage, or should be free to decide, just to clarify?
Who does decide? Who really does? I mean, you don't want to leave it to the mad hatters that haven't cups of tea all the time, and you don't want to leave it to a business owner that's going to get a whole load of bosh and just suddenly call it heritage. But are you going to leave it up to the government to decide? I mean, there's no easy way to do this.
There's no easy way. People do get lumbered with buildings and structures that they probably don't want to be lumbered with, eh?
Well, I guess then the best way is to let the owners to decide, but you have to come up with a caveat on how much money they're going to get. You can't just say, oh, you know, give us cost to rebuild this and we'll just give you the whole lot or an X amount to rebuild it. You actually have to work through the process if you're going to receive taxpayer funds to see if it's actually worth saving.
All right.
And if it's going to blow out and be more than what it's worth, well, no, you can't.
All right. So heritage, no, you don't agree with heritage at all cost or heritage buildings at all cost?
No, I don't.
All right. Okay, brilliant. Hey, Aaron, nice to talk to you. Thanks for calling.
You too, mate.
Okay, by now, 24 past 11. Where do you stand on this with heritage? What's your definition of heritage? Is it buildings, as the heritage people seem to be all about? And what do you think of Eric Crampton's idea from the New Zealand Initiative saying it should be up to building owners to decide if what they own is a heritage building, as opposed to being told it's heritage? What do you think? 0800 80 10 80 is our number. Here at News Talk ZB, it's 11:24. At 11:27, the other thing about heritage, there is the, what's the word? What's the word for it? It's not indefinable, intangible. I think a lot of heritage is intangible. And it is also personally intangible. And saying that we all have a collective heritage based on buildings, when you think about it, so limited, isn't it? Morning, Phil.
Morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. Self?
Excellent. Not too bad, mate. Not too bad.
Good.
Good word and tangible.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Is that, you know, people seem to think that their connection to the heritage of a place is all tied up in a building, but actually I think it is a lot more intangible than that. And I think the sooner we realise that, perhaps the better we will be, which is a bit risky because we all run around the world looking at some of these heritage buildings. But I just think that the definition of heritage could do with a bit of work.
Right. Yeah. So what did you say? You think people think it's tied up with the building heritage?
Yeah. And it's certainly what the heritage people seem to be tied up in as well. You know, we've got the Historic Places Trust, and we've got things like the Civic Trust and Christchurch and things like that, and it's all about not changing old stuff, when in actual fact, old stuff that changes is part of history, and history is your heritage.
Good argument. I'll do my usual. If you,
oh, you're going to do a super spreader? Yeah, off you go. Yeah. Brilliant. All right.
Okay.
Start on the heritage.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll do the heritage thing as well. On the police doing the mental health calls, yeah, I think they should still do them rather than cut back on them, because I'm thinking of public safety, you know, a danger to the public if someone's struggling, like the fella was that you ran into on Friday.
Yeah.
So I think the police should still attend those calls. I know I watched over in Britain, I remember seeing on TV one time over in Britain, they actually take a specialist mental health person, the police, with them, and they were trialling that when they went out to the mental health calls, you know, like rather than just the two policemen go, and they actually had a doctor or a psychologist, like a psychologist, you know, that would go with the police as well to deal with the person rather than just the police.
Yeah, there is. I think there is intention for something along those lines to operate here, but I don't think there are the numbers or there's the organisation for that just yet.
Yeah, I don't think we're not like Britain, and we might, we mightn't have the numbers to do that.
Who would have thought, this is an unnamed correspondent, oh, by the way, it's 14 and a half to 12, and you talk ZB Canterbury Mornings with John McDonald. Who would have thought that a hard right-wing think tank, and think is used loosely here, who would have thought that they would want rich people to carry a lower burden for the assets they are privileged to have? This is in response to Eric Crampton from the New Zealand Initiative saying today that building owners should be free to decide whether or not their buildings are heritage status or have heritage status or not. And if they do decide they have heritage status, then the taxpayers should chip in to maintain them. We're talking about, well, what is heritage? I know it's a interesting question, but if you got the answer, 0800 80 10 80 is the number to get through. Hey, Tony.
How you going?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Hey, I was thinking, like, I had a question, not to put you on the spot, but just sort of to get around to making a point.
Yeah.
If you're doing a new build on a house, or if you were doing a renovation,
yeah,
would you, even though you didn't know anybody who was disabled, provide disabled access in your plans?
That's a good question. Would I? I probably not.
Yeah, you see, so that's a reality, even though it's not a reality for you. So, and if you think of that experience of disabled people as being like a heritage,
right?
Like a heritage of our experience of being human.
Yes.
Then you might go, okay, well, I will, even though I'm not immediately affected by it. But you see, you could be in the future. You could have an elderly parent who struggles to walk, you know, and they need the ramp access. Or you could have somebody who has a bad knee, or who has an accident where their knee goes out, and that those stairs are no longer convenient, and having the ramp is a good thing, you see. So you could be looking back, but you could also be looking forward.
So you're saying that's part of an individual's heritage?
Yes, to some extent. And I guess, like, even though, like, I'm not particularly connected with the Anglican Church, but the heritage of people coming here, you know, 200 years ago on a boat, travelling for a month, and they weren't all... Like,
I think. Hold on. I think a month's shortchanging it a little bit.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
But like, could be 6 weeks. I don't know. Well, three months, if it was. But yeah, like, but they weren't. We should think of them as like, nasty colonials. Well, a lot of them weren't. Most of them weren't. Most of them would have been children, spouses, elderly parents and relatives, and people who actually thought it was just their duty to move. And they really came here, and they started with nothing. And it's phenomenal to read about communities that do that, and the courage that they have, and they did have a lot of courage to come here and to establish a settlement from nothing. And what's beautiful to me is that they didn't, like, erect a monument to their own tenacity, their own ability to achieve those things. They built a church and said, what inspires us is, you know, the carpenter from Nazareth and what he did. So they didn't really, in a sense, John, even take the credit for it.
So wouldn't it be just as honourable of the carpenter from Nazareth to build a replacement? And wouldn't that still be respectful, and wouldn't that still recognise the heritage that you talk about?
I think possibly. I think you could be quite right. But it's just good to remember, eh? Like, and also to look forward, because people have this, you know, as I say, look backward, look forward. People have this tendency, this proclivity to build structures for these things. And they've, down through the ages, they've always done it. And to have this kind of touchstone with these values, and we say as a community, these are values that, that are consistent for us, and that's important.
Let me just run this past you, right? And when you start listening to it, you'll think, what the hell's this got to do with heritage? But hear me out, Tony. So what about a story I heard of an old guy, and all his adult life he lived in the same house, and he raised his family in this house, and he was a fanatical gardener. And he even to the point, he was one of those gardeners that wouldn't go on holiday because he didn't want the garden to get out of control. And so he spent every spare moment he had on the garden. Years later, one of his kids took him for a drive and said, let's go past the old house. And went past the old house, and the garden had been ripped out and it had been asphalted. So I don't know if it was a rental or whatever, but obviously not gardening people, the current owners.
Yeah.
Did asphalting over this old guy's garden that he tended to for years and years and years and years, did that diminish from his heritage as a gardener? I would say it didn't, even though the garden's not there anymore.
No, I would agree with you on that.
Yeah. So why are we so hung up on buildings when, in actual fact, even if a building's not there anymore or it's been replaced by something else, still respectful of the heritage of the site or heritage of the community?
Because the values of the gardener still hold, and right. He can build a garden somewhere else. A garden doesn't, wherever you build a garden has certain specific qualities.
Oh, now you see, now you're being inconvenient. Now you're focusing too much on it being a gardener. You've gone too far. I'm going to hang up now, Tony.
Okay, John.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye now. See, that's the point I'm making, is the fact that he would have gone past and thought, oh, Lordy, all that work, all those years, all that love. Just because the gardener's not there doesn't diminish all those years, all that work, all that love. And that's heritage, and that's the kind of heritage that no one can take away from you, irrespective of whether a place, a garden's asphalted or a cathedral, an old crumbling cathedral's bowled over. See what I mean?
Harvey Norman Papanui, now open. Come and meet our local team for the latest and greatest for your home. Home appliances, TVs, computers, technology, furniture, bedding and more. Massive range, great service. Harvey Norman Papanui, now open. 100 to 148 Langdon's Road.
Here's some awesome news for Hornby pet parents. Animates is opening soon at 6 Tower Street, Hornby, across the road from Dressmart, with thousands of products and services you'll love, including groomers and a DIY dog wash. Get everything you need under one roof. See you soon.
A few months ago, in a spud paddock in South Canterbury, three great minds gathered with a vision. New Zealand's potato prodigy, Raymond Bowen, founder of Heartland Chips, the godfather of craft beer, Richard Emerson, founder and head brewer at Emerson's Brewery, and rural radio pioneer Jamie Mackay, the voice of rural New Zealand for over 30 years. Together, they decided to brew something a little bit special to celebrate 30 years of the Country Radio Show and honour our great Kiwi farmers. They called it the perfect pairing. Chips, beer and a good yarn. Simple? Maybe not. I'd say it's absolute genius. The Country Radio Show proudly presents the Heartland Potato Chips Farmer's Cut Range and Emerson's Farmer's Pour. A perfect pairing to celebrate the good times, good yarns and three great Kiwi pioneers. Available now for you to enjoy, maybe with some mates.
Hi there, how about supporting these local businesses?
Fresh on Kendall, a fruit and veggie shop with a twist, helping feed the community with the freshest quality fruit and vegetables, pickles and sauces, handcrafted gifts, flowers, smoothies, pantry goods, recipe ideas and lots more. New season's fruit and veggie arriving daily. 70 to 72 Kendall Ave, Burnside, or visit freshon.co.nz for full details.
Locals supporting locals.
Laurie's For Me and Canterbury Window Coverings have you covered this summer for a cosy, bug-free space just in time for Christmas with Phantom
fly screens. They also offer Santa Fe shutters and Zip Track screens. Visit them at cwcblinds.nz today.
Help the local economy.
Need a trailer? Call Elite Trailers, the company with years of expertise in Christchurch and Auckland. Their trailers are built tough to carry anything, perfect for work or around the home. Let them help you choose the right trailer to suit your needs. Google EliteTrailers.co.nz. Elite Trailers, we are trailers.
On air ads, we're local.
Be entertained, informed, open-minded. It's Canterbury Mornings with John McDonald and Smartgrass, the artificial lawn that looks like the real thing. News Talk ZB.
Morning, Bill. You've been touched on 92-92. You say that history and heritage can be either or both. You say if the cathedral was pulled down, it could become a heritage site. What I would say, Bill, is, and that goes along the arguments here of someone else saying, look, why didn't they fence it off? If you just tuned in, this is not a convo about cathedral. This is about heritage versus history. Are they the same thing? Are they separate? Someone else saying, just picking up on what you're saying, Bill, someone saying the cathedral could have become a historical ruin. As an example, if we use the knock it over or repair it option, applying the same process, would the world still have the Colosseum or any other historic ruin around the world? You say Christchurch Cathedral would become an outstanding ruin over time and a great reminder of our heritage. See, I would disagree with that. You see, I would say that if you bowled over the cathedral, built something on there, whether it be a church or something else, that would be a continuation of the heritage. See, history does not stop, just like heritage does not stop. Whereas someone says that the Eric Crampton from the New Zealand Initiative is thinking about it backwards. You say, think about the motive. Building owners don't want heritage status because they want to bowl them down and develop them, which you may accuse the former bishop of the Anglican Diocese of sharing that sentiment. Courtney, thank you for making it happen today. Thanks to you for listening. We're back at 9 tomorrow morning. Until then, have nothing but a fantastic day.
What will help your business now and into the future? For the right cloud strategy, robust connectivity and best-in-class cybersecurity services, talk to the technology experts at Kordia. Because our future is all about you. Kordia.co.nz.
It's Meat Week and we've got sizzling deals at New World. Get fresh pork leg steak, $18.99 per kilo. Or Halas Craft sausages 6 to 10 pack, $9.79 each. Now that's New World value. Sizes limited, exclusions apply.
Well, let me give you some advice. You should never think twice. Get your brakes checked out at Safar Brakes.
Safar Brakes have been part of Canterbury for over 75 years. When your brakes need servicing, trust the experts. And not just older cars. Safar Brakes have all the technical equipment to service the very latest models too. Plus, Safar Brakes can fix ABS units, electronic braking systems and the like, potentially saving you thousands. Trust the experts. Safar Brakes, part of the Bosch Car Service Network on the Fitzgerald Chewham Corner.
John, do you know what'd be good?
What?
One forklift company to handle all my needs. New, second-hand and rental forklifts, big, small, electric, LPG and diesel, with backup parts and service I can rely on.
Mike, you should give Crown a call.
What do you mean?
Crown can help with all that and more.
Crown, the one and only call to make for all your material handling needs.
There is nothing like a Crown.
Check it out at crown.com or call 0800 802 002. No risk, no worries.
There's no place like your own home, and that's where you should be able to stay.
Private Care NZ can support you to live independently in the comfort of home. Their team of highly trained professionals can tailor a care plan to fit your particular needs, with flexible options from as little as 1 hour a week to full-time care. Live life your way with Private Care NZ. Contact Private Care NZ today on 0800 55 55 88 or privatecare.co.nz.
Want to catch some fresh fish today? Let me be your human fish finder. Set a course to Oceans North Seafood. It's there you'll find the best quality seafood. Set the speed to fast, because Chatham Island blue cod, Fiordland crayfish and Aussie scallops will sell out quick. Now's the time to get your fresh salmon pre-order in for pickup Christmas week. Take it from your human fish finder. Make it full steam ahead to Colombo Street Shop or Factory Shop. Details at oceansnorth.co.nz.
Newstalk ZB News with Mitre 10. Create your dream space, any budget or style. Every view, from every angle. This is Newstalk ZB News.
It's midday and...